So as we settle into our sitting posture, again, just noticing what is present in the body, what is present in the mind and heart. We are cultivating in our practice this capacity to hold our experience, to bring an attitude of interest and warmth and genuine kindness to whatever is happening. Is there restlessness or doubt? Is there some form of anxiety or worry? We carry these habitual ways of being. Sometimes they're not even visible. But sometimes also when we settle down a bit, we can see them more clearly. And in the safe space, the supported structure of a retreat, we can turn and meet these difficult mental states with interest, with kindness. Everything arises due to conditions. The more that we get in touch with this truth through our direct experience, mindfully noting a sensation or tracing the movement of the breath, the more we see how all experience, internal, external, is a result of impersonal conditions, the more that we can be okay with whatever is happening without adding a story of me and mine. It's just this thought, this habit pattern, this emotion, this mood, this familiar sensation. And so we cultivate trust and faith in our own journey, recognizing that there is no moment of experience that doesn't present itself to us as an opportunity to be present and to learn. Once more, we establish our sitting posture and we can emulate the image of the seated Buddha. On the night of his awakening, this firm resolve to be present, to understand why beings suffer, how they get caught in cycles of becoming. So there is this rootedness, this way in which we land our awareness in the body, deeply honoring the body, and at the same time there is an upright alertness, honoring our capacity to develop the mind and heart, so we nurture faith in our own goodness, faith in our own potential. Gladdening the mind with an image of someone, a teacher, a friend, a guide, a mentor, who has inspired you, with their wakefulness, their alertness, their generosity, their kindness. Just as I have received the benefit of this teacher or friend or guide and their practice, so may my practice be of benefit to others. As soon as we recognize we've become caught in a story of the future or the past, in that moment of recognizing, mindfulness is already reestablished. So we know the planning mind, the remembering mind, arising due to conditions, impersonal, not me, not mine. And coming back to this moment's experience, We live in a culture which emphasizes comparing, competition, evaluation, judgment. So as we go through this day of practice, to really notice if comparing mind is present, comparing ourselves to others or to how we were more mindful at a previous retreat, and softening this habit pattern of mind. Oh, it's just comparing. Returning to the present moment with interest. May I be present for my life just as it is. May I learn from my experience, whatever is happening. May I nurture this quality of faith, trusting this practice of mindfulness, trusting my own potential, my own goodness. So may our practice truly be of benefit to all beings, including ourselves. May we take delight in the silence, in the stillness. May we be continuous and do the best we can to remain present, attentive, and patient.